Momentum Pictures. Alliance Atlantis. Alliance Atlantis presents, in association with the Film Consortium and Film Council.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson. Robert Carlyle. A film by Ronnie Yu. The 51st State. Oxnard, California, 1971. Moving over the ocean towards a rocky shoreline and a car following a road along the coast. Emily Mortimer, Sean Pertwee. Elmo McElroy wears a large afro and scruffy beard and smiles to himself as he cruises along the highway. He's wearing a graduation gown over a bright Hawaiian shirt. On the passenger seat's a diploma from the University of California, certifying him to practice medicine. He sparks up a joint. Ricky Tomlinson, Paul Barber, Michael Stark, with Reese Ifans as Icky and Meatloaf as the Lizard. Elmo swerves the car and throws away his joint. He picks a small plastic bag filled with marijuana. Elmo pulls over, and the police car pulls up behind him.
I mean, rules are like arbitrary, you know, made up for people who believe in fairy tales, like, you know, like Santa Claus. Maybe paper, not us, right? I mean, we know what's important. There's a war going on, man. A war. Ain't that a bitch? I just graduated today, man. With honors. Got my degree in pharmacology. I'm licensed.
He tries to walk a straight line.
Look, if you write me up on this drug charge, I won't be able to practice. So what we're talking about here is my life. The rest of it.
The steel-jawed patrol officer extracts a fresh joint from Elmo's stash, wets it with his lips, then sticks it in his mouth and lights it. He takes a deep, sharp drag, and Elmo smiles. He exhales a stream of smoke, then offers the joint back. But as Elmo reaches for it, the officer lets it go, and it drops to the ground.
The 60s are over, man.
He crushes it with his shoe. Flames devour Elmo's certificate. A city crowded with skyscrapers. Downtown Los Angeles, 30 years later. A rundown red brick warehouse. The Lizard's Lab, 11:14 a.m. Elmo's sitting in a long, dimly lit room packed with lab equipment, his hair in cornrows and his beard neatly trimmed. Titles read, Elmo McElroy, Occupation, Master Chemist. He presses buttons on a mobile phone. A drum spins around, churning a heap of blue powder. Then the machine spits out blue pills onto a pile. Elmo opens the drum, then empties a packet of pill-shaped sweets. He shovels the blue pills into the packet. Using a syringe, he draws out some pink liquid from a test tube, then puts it in a small bottle. Pasadena, California, 11:28 a.m.
Jody and Nick, you have come together in this church so that the Lord may seal you.
A woman in a flowing white dress is climbing up a ladder in the bell tower. A convoy of black cars cruise along the road. In the bell tower, the woman fits together a rifle. The cars pull up outside a courthouse, and a battery of reporters run over to the largest car in the center as suited men get out. The woman loads the rifle, then aims it out of a window. She hovers the sights over a suited man's head. He looks round and she pulls the trigger, the bullet blasting through his head. The spent bullet rattles onto the ground.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
The assassin grips the rope hanging from the bell tower. A title reads, Dakota Parker, Occupation, Hired Gun. She slides down the rope, reaches a platform, then slips on some heels. Down below, a choir boy looks up with confusion at the swaying bell. Now, Dakota's driving.
Aren't you supposed to be in court?
Case adjourned. They just seem to run fresh out of witnesses. Freeze up the lizard fires, out of business.
100 large has been deducted from your account, as promised.
Can the lizard offer a suggestion on how she can, work off the rest of her debt?
The lizard may not.
Dakota drives out of a car park, throwing her blonde wig into the bushes. A white limo pulls out after her. Adjusting a thermostat in the lab, Elmo spots the white limousine on a CCTV monitor. He sets free some white mice.
Go. Leave me, you'll thank me later. Let's go. No more free meals. Let's go.
On the monitors, a group of men enter the building. Puts a glass-domed lid over something on the table next to a pink cocktail, then closes the window blinds. The lizard comes in with his men.
Christ, it's like a reptile house in here.
A man goes to change the thermostat.
Fuck off.
The lizard turns it down. Following a network of pipes from the thermostat to a trigger device, which lights up green, causing a contraption of glass balls to start spinning, with liquid sloshing inside. The lizard picks up the cocktail.
Mixmaster. To our star chemist, gentlemen, Elmo McElroy.
He downs the drink.
Where's Durant? SC5. See the Brit. Where the fuck is he at? He said he'd be here. Miami faggot needs a lesson in manners.
Fact, Durant. Just tell us about this new wonder drug. Get your master chemist in here.
Okay.
Canonco, fetch him.
Fetch a lizard, Elmo.
Let me tell you about what I love. At home, Elmo takes a postcard of a castle off the wall. A limo pulls up outside his front garden, where Elmo's placed all his belongings and a sign that reads, Free shit. People are helping themselves. Elmo puts on a beret with a red bauble, then picks up a bag of golf clubs. He strides down the hallway wearing a kilt, while outside people take away furniture, ornaments and electrical goods. He gets in the limo, then it drives away. Half of the lizard's face is covered in red scarring.
No Durant. No McElroy.
Maybe he went out for something.
Somebody goes out for something on deal day! Now stop your whining, get up off your ass, and go find him! Now!
Having been shot in the leg, the henchman limps away.
Give me a moment.
The lizard gets on his phone and another phone starts ringing on a table in the lab, connected to some chemical apparatus.
This is Elmo McElroy's phone. He's not home. You know what to do, you know when to do it. Bye.
One of the men finds the sweet package.
Tasty drops.
A flame ignites a bowl of chemicals which starts bubbling.
He fucked me. I'm truly ass invaded.
An explosion rips through the lab, the floorboards give way, and the drug dealers crash into a room full of dolls. Fireballs blast through the windows. In the debris, money burns, and the mice scamper about.
You have one new message.
He fucked me. I'm truly ass invaded.
Elmo looks at his phone.
Rest in peace.
Then he tosses it out of the window.
Motherfucker.
Dakota's sporty red convertible drives along a desert road past a sign that reads Las Vegas, 150 miles. Now with brown shoulder-length hair, she answers her phone.
You're going home, Dakota.
I'm going to Vegas.
You listen to me. There's this limey asshole in Liverpool named Durant. He was supposed to show up for this little deal we had going on today. He didn't show up. The lizard thinks he stole his Elmo.
I'm not going back there. I don't care how much money I owe you.
You listen to me. I want this limey motherfucker Duran off the fucking planet. I want fucking Elmo, fucking McElroy, off the fucking planet!
Did you hear what I just said? That place has nothing to offer me.
The lizard will wipe your marker clean.
She stops sharply.
Plus, a bonus, 100,000, if the job is done in 48 hours. And after that, there is nothing to stop you from turning right around and leaving again.
250.
Get it done.
It's done.
She drops the phone onto the passenger seat.
Shite.
Then turns the car around and drives off in a cloud of dust. The stewardess shows Elmo to his seat and he sits down. A boy in the seat in front of him glances curiously at his kilt. Dakota takes a place in the middle aisle a few seats ahead of Elmo, who clocks her as she hands her coat to the stewardess. She buckles her seatbelt, then glances over at the boy who's watching her. She rummages in her bag and takes something out. The boy glances back at Elmo, then looks away nervously from his stare. Dakota's reading a book about advanced poker techniques as the plane takes off. Elmo's asleep in his seat. Dakota looks over her shoulder, noticing his kilt stretched over his open legs. She cranes her neck, trying to see past the shadows shrouding his groin, but the stewardess comes over and drapes a blanket over his knees. She gives Dakota a look, then heads off. The boy leans over the back of his seat and looks down on the sleeping Elmo. He reaches for Elmo's sporran. He carefully tugs out a packet of sweets. The boy digs his hand into the bag, takes out a blue sweet and pops it in his mouth. He's about to get another when Elmo springs awake.
Spit it out. Spit it out now.
Tommy?
The boy spits out the sweet and Elmo snatches back the bag. His mother shoots him a look. Dakota's looking at him. She looks away. Liverpool, England, next day.
Fucking Yanks. The trouble with the fucking Yanks is, they're no fucking sense. Had some dick in Los Angeles actually ask me what I learnt English. English, fuck!
Do you have a problem with America, Felix?
Oh, yeah. I get one great big fat swollen fucker of a problem with America, twat. Listen to this, I'm in fucking Florida, right? This southern prat comes up and he's like, hey, England small, you must know that John fucking Smith guy, right? Fucking Smith. I'm like, oh, yeah, mate, that's right, John Smith, yeah, I do know him, but He doesn't come from England, mate. No, he comes from fucking Pricksville, USA.
You don't answer that fucking phone or what?
It's just my wife. Now, when Mr. McElroy joins us, I'd be pleased if you kept your opinions to yourself. This particular Yank is not a traveling salesman. He's a genius.
Who is this cunt?
So I said to Mr. Durant, I said, Mr. Durant, they go meet this fucking Yank McElroy, bring him to the deal, and that's it. None of this fucking conversation and coffee bollocks, none of this asking him how the Tampa Bay fucking ears are getting on. No, I said, fuck him. I bring him to the deal, I get me fucking tickets, and I'm off. That's it. Take a left up here.
There's no time for this.
Take a fucking left, will ya?
The car swerves onto a slip road for Manchester. A pub on a residential street. The car pulls up across the road.
Felix, listen. This is a totally new chemical. Once we have the formula, we can make this stuff in a kitchen. We don't even need Durant.
Look, you see that? Manchester United versus Liverpool. And that's tomorrow. Blokes are shagging the fucking mothers-in-law to get a ticket for that. And I'm getting two from Mr. Durant. So unless you can shice out a couple of tickets on the spot, I suggest you shut the fuck up.
But this is a unique window of opportunity for you. We are talking telephone numbers.
Enough. Take care of him. He's getting on me fucking tits.
We're gonna be late, boss.
Fuck the Yank. Let him wait. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high.
Inside the pub, a Manchester United banner adorns the wall and is packed with supporters and team shirts. Felix bursts through the doors and saunters inside.
Boys and girls of Manchester, just popped over from Liverpool to invite you to a little game of footy tomorrow afternoon. But I'm fucking fucked if you're pissing on a minute.
He lights a flare. He fends them off with the flame, then dashes out the door, throwing the flare inside. He runs across a bowling green, then legs it over a wall. The car screeches to a halt by the side of the road, just as the football supporters come running up the street.
Where the fuck have you been?
Just round the block.
Drive, quick!
The car drives off. Later, they pull up outside the airport.
Let's go meet the Yankee Muppet.
The back seat's empty.
Where's Lawrence? Where's he gone? We're late.
Well, he's...
You left him at the pub, twat!
Will you...
Go back.
Felix gets out of the car.
Go back and get him!
Looking confused, Frederick drives off and Felix heads towards the airport. A man in the gents.
This wanker. Do one trick.
Three skinheads push him away, then start using the urinal themselves.
Well, Lawrence says, right? He's going to be carrying a load of drugs, right? We do him. Job done, okay?
Yeah.
I'm having some fucking nignog. Put us out of business, right? What's it, you're pissing on me fucking boots?
What about Felix D'Souza?
Fuck him.
He's a rabid dog.
Is he? Well, fuck him! Fuck him! Leave it to me! I'll rip out this fucking liver one shot. Fuck him! Eh? No problem.
No problem.
He shakes his hand, then wipes it on his friend.
Hey! Felix D'Souza, just the wanker I wanted to deal with.
Felix elbows the skinhead in the face, pulls a gun, then walks on with a smile.
What a fucking day.
Arthur, come in, Arthur. Over. Why don't you try the big fat button, Arthur?
Yes, sir.
Now, we are looking for a large black gentleman wearing a dress. That's what Lawrence said. It should be easy. Over.
Yeah, and we want customs to pull him over, right?
No, wrong. We want customs to let him through, and you follow him. Over.
Yeah, Right, over.
Arthur sees several Middle Eastern men walking towards him dressed in robes. His boss, Detective Virgil Kane, is watching on CCTV. Kane looks uncertain.
What now?
Follow them all. Over.
Arthur follows the Middle Eastern men, while Elmo walks past unnoticed by Kane on the CCTV. Elmo saunters through customs with his golf club slung over his shoulder.
Madam, if you don't mind.
I gotta go.
Having been stopped, Dakota catches Elmo's eye.
Are you finished?
Not quite, miss. I need to look at your shoulder bag.
Elmo strides on into the arrivals hall and passes Felix, who immediately starts to follow him.
Welcome to England. Actually, that makes me out to be a bit of a liar, because let's face it, pal, you're about as welcome as a doze at a clap. It's always nice to be nice.
Who the hell are you?
Felix D'Souza. Mr. Durant sent me.
I asked for a chemist. Where's Lawrence?
He's in the car.
Well, he should be here.
I should give a shit. To me, you're just a ticket to a game.
They go to the car, and Frederick opens the back door for Elmo.
Where's the chemist?
Where's Lawrence?
You heard the man. Where's Lawrence? Put these in the trunk. Get Duran on the phone.
Put these fucking sticks in the boot.
Lawrence is lying dead in the boot.
Gah! What's that?
It's Lawrence.
I can see his fucking Lawrence. What happened?
You want me to take care of him?
Oh, shit.
I meant to take care of him, not fucking take care of him. Shit.
Felix slams the boot, but it keeps catching on Lawrence's fingers.
Kate! Shut the fucking thing, will ya?
He gets into the passenger seat, and Frederick puts the golf clubs in the back seat with Elmo.
Get Duran on the fucking phone, right fucking now!
As they drive off, Felix spots Dakota.
Chemist!
Lawrence, he should be in the car.
Should be? What kind of fuck up is this, Durant? Look, we deal today or I go to the competition.
Look, let me speak to D'Souza.
D'Souza?
Look, boss, it wasn't my fault. Besides, it was fucking irritating.
Right now, I couldn't give an ass. Shut you, twat! You just make sure McElroy gets here!
Where's my fucking chemist?
I think we need a new chemist, Mr. Durant.
I know, I can fucking hear him, can't I? Tell him I'm gonna get a hold of Pudsey Smith, okay? Yeah. I am not buying aspirin for a fucking arm and a leg!
He's getting Pudsey Smith for you.
Who?
He's deaf mute.
Stall him. Just stall him. You keep that Yankee cunt happy and alive.
All right, boss, yeah.
Durant sits, missing his rubber ring cushion.
Oh, you fucking twat!
What's the plan then? Freshen up, massage, maybe you fancy a bucket of fried fucking chicken?
Look, if I wanted cuisine, I'd have gone to Paris, all right?
You can still go to France, mate. It's not too far, it's full of pricks, and they hate fucking Yanks as well. Do you fancy a bite or what?
Yeah, all right.
A wild-eyed man with a gold tooth and short blonde hair greets Dakota.
Hello, stranger!
She looks hacked off.
Said hello to Loverboy yet?
Icky, I'm in a hurry. Can we get on with it?
In a club, Icky lifts a dust sheet from the bar, unveiling an array of weaponry.
Ruger Mini 14, 223 caliber. Comes in a fetch and chrome. 20 rounds per banana. Unless the elite and snazzy Icky special takes your fancy extending your capacity to 40. We've got a Czechoslovakian.
CZ-83, I'll take one.
Oh, well, that's young Felix's weapon of choice, isn't it? Now, there's a trip down memory lane. I'm partial to a bit of sentiment, me. I've heard things, you know. He misses you. So what you gonna take?
I'll take the Beretta, the CZ, an ankle holster. Add the Mini 14 and I'm done. I want to get in and out fast.
Don't we all?
Does Durand still do his deals at the Port Hotel?
Silly lad. You know that'll be his undoing one of these days, but what you'd expect from a fella who gets his ass waxed every month?
I forgot what a circus this place is.
Funny that. Never did much like the circus, all that poking your head in a lion's mouth shite.
Bring on the horses! Get them rogering the dancing girls! That's the circus! These and these are on the house.
Welcome home, Dawn.
Dakota strides away carrying a large black bag. Felix is buying something from a fish and chip stand.
Yeah, there you go, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Damn.
He dumps some fish and chips on Elmo's lap.
What the fuck did they do to this fish? Batter it to death?
Fish and chips. National dish, mate.
More like a national disaster.
As the car drives off, Elmo slings the fish and chips out the window. The car makes its way through the city centre, then down a busy high street. It cruises along an empty road, splashing into a puddle. Finally, it pulls up outside a large hotel. Felix to Frederick.
Twat. Come on.
So, how much are they paying you to wear that skirt?
As Elmo stands looking unimpressed, Felix takes out a pack of cigarettes.
Thank.
No, motherfucker.
They step out of the hotel lift, then head up to a room door. A man lets them in.
Ah, Mr. McElroy.
That's daring, but very dashing attire.
Let's stick to the business at hand.
Hey, come on, Mr. McElroy's a guest of ours. Okay, boys, guns on the table, please. Felix?
Look. I've delivered you, man. I'll have my tickets and I'll be off.
Okay, put your gun on the table.
Fuck the games tomorrow.
Put your fucking gun on the table, you gobshite!
What?
So, who's the chemist?
This is Putsy Smith. He's a first-class man, fully qualified and everything. He can't talk, he's been shot.
Pudsey shows a scar on his throat. Felix remembers seeing Dakota at the airport, then quickly closes the curtains.
Felix, have you shit your pants or something?
Something doesn't feel right, Mr. Durand.
I know, because you're making me nervous, for fuck's sake. Sit on your hands or something.
Okay, Mr. McElroy, the ball's in your court.
Elmo takes out a bag of sweets. Pudsey opens a case of chemistry equipment, then analyzes the blue pills.
MDMA utilizes serotonin. Opiates, like heroin, utilize dopamine. Sort of like the same sensation you get after sex. Amphetamines increase adrenaline, and cocaine gets those synapses in the brains firing really fast. My product is 51 times stronger than cocaine, 51 times more hallucinogenic than acid, and 51 times more explosive than ecstasy. It's like getting a personal visit from God.
Is that good?
Dog's bollocks.
Elmo looks bemused. Durand hands him an envelope. Elmo takes out the contents with a smile. Little does he know that Dakota has her rifle trained on him from a building across the street. Her finger curls around the trigger. Felix looks out the window and her finger relaxes.
Felix D'Souza.
I count 10.
That's right, that's $1 million sterling, or $1.6 million.
But that ain't what we agreed on, is it? You $18.4 million shy. And I don't care how you cut it. That's a whole lot shy.
Mr. McElroy, what you have there is a goodwill gesture. A deposit, a down payment. $1.5 million's not a bad start, is it? I need to do some research. I mean, to feed a few thousands of the kids, get some feedback. You don't think I can allow you to walk out of here with $20 million for a formula that only exists in your head? And all I get is, well, an ointment for toe jam.
Market research.
Right.
Profile your customers. Send out some questionnaires.
Felix is in Dakota's sights.
Get out the bloody way, Felix.
Yeah, I can dig that. But unless you got what we agreed on, what the fuck am I doing here? Give me a call when you're ready to deal.
Fucking knew it.
Come on,
that old fucking chestnut.
Felix drags in a gray-haired hotel worker.
Hey, hold it, fellas! It's my sausage and flaming mash!
Sorry, love. Sorry about that, Pat. It's just that my dad ran off with the room service maid, you see, and things have never really been the same since.
Bollocks.
Dakota gets a call from the lizard.
Now's not a good time.
Change of plan.
What do you mean?
I want McElroy kept alive.
I don't do alive, I do dead.
It's a matter of $20 million in cash being vaporized, and it's a matter of a lot of anger being directed toward the lizard man. You now do alive. My future is inside McElroy's skull. You waste anything and everybody that gets near him. You waste them, not him. His mind belongs to the lizard.
Shit.
She riddles the hotel room with bullets.
Fucking hell!
A bullet punctures Pudsey's throat and a henchman's blasted against the wall by a volley of gunfire. Frederick fires back, but his bullets almost hit a henchman, so the henchman shoots him.
Asshole!
Elmo grabs the bonds.
Oh, you double-crossed him! Let go! They're mine!
Dakota shoots Durant. The henchman aims his gun at Elmo, but Dakota blows him away. Another henchman runs out of ammo.
Oh, shit!
He gets pumped full of lead. Dakota lowers her smoking rifle. Elmo crawls across the floor, bumping into Felix taking cover behind a sofa. As Felix crawls out after Elmo, Dakota aims at his bum.
Oh, shit!
Told you to get out the way, Felix.
Fuck! I've been shot!
Where?
Hit that fucking ass!
Man, it's just a flesh wound. Come on.
Flesh wound? Is that supposed to sound like a fucking thing?
As Dakota's striding across the roof of a building, Elmo's crossing the lobby.
Come on, dude.
The skinhead gang leader.
Hey, stop it! Stop it!
Here, take these.
Fuck that!
Elmo uses a golf club to quickly dispatch two more skinheads. Felix gives one a passing kick on his way out. Elmo whacks another two skinheads with his golf club.
Stay down, bitch.
Boy, you're not driving my car.
Shit. Give me the fucking keys. Get the car.
Look.
They get into the car and speed away. A lorry pulls out in front of them. Elmo brakes sharply.
Fuck you, no.
Get your big fat ass out of the flaming car, go and check the hotel.
So put me in the picture here. What the fuck just happened back there?
Just get shot in the fucking ass, mate. That's what happened.
This is not the way we do fucking business.
Just get out the fucking car,
all right.
Oh, fuck!
As Arthur gets out of the car, Elmo drives past, knocking off the wing mirror.
What the fuck are you doing?
Keane reverses and smashes off the car door.
Take a fucking left!
Elmo speeds along the road, the wheels bumping up onto the pavement, metal screeching against concrete in a shower of sparks.
Get off the pavement! Watch out! Fuck!
Which fucking way? Which way?
Right!
As Elmo takes the corner, two cars smash into each other.
Come on! Come on, Christ!
Hey!
Dakota round-kicks a skinhead, then roars off on his motorbike. Elmo weaves through the oncoming cars.
Fuck!
Kane's car is being blocked by the crashed cars.
You! Out of the fucking way!
As Kane reverses away from the crash, Elmo's hurtling down a busy road.
No dog involved?
No! Watch out! Watch out!
He almost hits some pedestrians.
Kill the fucking car!
Elmo turns off into an alleyway.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Kane drives past the alley, then reverses back when he spots their car. He drives up the alley and comes to a stop. Elmo and Felix are parked at the other end, facing him.
So let me get this straight. Bollocks is bad, whereas the dog's bollocks is good, huh?
Yeah.
He looks at Kane's car.
Oh, bollocks!
He puts on his seatbelt. Elmo stares at Kane's car and smiles.
Gotcha.
Elmo puts the car in gear and drives forward. Kane's car starts towards him. As they build up speed, Kane rides up on the curb.
Come on in! Come on!
Kane starts to look worried. Kane puts his car into reverse just as Elmo smashes into it.
Oh, fuck it up! Scraping me fucking paintbrush! Shit. Fuck you, Kane, you shite bag! Fuck off!
Oh, you little fuck! Singing ballads!
Shit!
Kane reverses out into the path of a van.
Fuck you, Kane, you fucking wanker!
Driving away, Felix looks through the rear window at police cars crowding around Kane's car. Elmo spots Dakota by the side of the road astride the motorbike, and he remembers her from the plane in the airport. Elmo and Felix hurry down the road as police cars roll past them in the opposite direction.
Come in, go! Right, fuck off!
We lost them.
They've stopped by the docks.
Yeah, well, let's not take any chances.
Having spotted Dakota approaching on her bike, Elmo reverses the car, brakes sharply, then speeds towards the Mersey. Felix looks horrified, but Elmo stares out of the windscreen with a look of solid determination. Felix leans back as the speedometer nudges 70. The car flies off the edge of a pier and crashes onto a rubbish barge. Two workers sit about eating their lunch and watching as Felix and Elmo stagger out of their car. Oh.
You wanting to junk that, pal?
You are.
Dude, you have a car that works? I need transportation.
Got a nice little Cooper that needs a lick of paint. She goes, throw in the XJ6 and she's yours for 100 quid.
Deal.
What a Cooper? Piss off, Popeye. And you.
Tell you what, 70 quid in the Jag and I'm robbing myself.
That's it! That's it! I've just about enough of this shite. I got you to that deal in one piece. I got you out of that deal in one piece. As far as I'm concerned, my job's done. It's finished. So you can leave me motor alone, get your golf clubs, and fuck off back to Dixie.
Pay attention, Felix D'Souza. I atomized a major drug syndicate to be here this morning. Now I'm stuck in liver fucking fool with you! And if I need you to sell your car to help me, you will sell your goddamn car!
Felix steps back, looking uncertain.
Do I look like the Salvation Army? Have I got Jim and Fix-It written on me fucking hat? I'm sorry, mate, but hell's not a word I'm too familiar with, you know?
The ringtone's coming from Lawrence's body in the boot.
Fuck off!
Felix kicks the boot shut, then spots Dakota on the pier, sitting on the motorbike and watching him. He shakes his head in disbelief as she claps her hands together in mock applause. Elmo notices her, then goes over to Felix.
Don't believe it.
So who's the girl?
It's my ex-girlfriend.
Arthur's in the hotel room.
Arthur.
Yeah?
I want you to describe the situation to me.
Seven shades of shit and a one-shit trumpet, sir. It looks like some kind of a drugs buy.
None of your ordinary.
Aye, aye. Got some blue tabs. They look like sweets. How are you?
What do you mean, how am I? Let me cut my fucking ear off. Don't hurt my knee. Now, I want you to get the pills and take them straight down to the lab double time. You got that? Right, and then you call me. Now, what else you got?
Six dead bodies and one live one. Chief, it's Leopold Durant.
Durant? Right, now, concentrate, Arthur. Get that fat fuck down here pronto.
But, sir, he's dying.
Well, then you better be fucking quick about it, ain't you?
She dumped me. 2 years ago now. Changed her name from Dawn to Dakota. Fucked off for Las Vegas in a deck of cards.
So who hired her to take me out?
You're asking the wrong question, mate. She's your guardian angel. She wanted you dead. You'd be dead. She never misses. And fucking look at that. She really wanted to hit me. I'd be shiting through a tube the rest of my life. Someone wants you kept alive.
Elmo hits a golf ball off the barge.
Somebody's trying to cut in on Durant's deal. There's shit in the game.
Yeah, well, shit happens.
No, shit don't just happen. Shit takes time. Shit takes effort. $20 million worth of effort. I gotta get a new deal on fast. You know the town, you know the players.
Look, all I want is a ticket for the game. You think you can swing that?
Well, $20 million can swing anything. You know what I'm selling.
Well, how much?
5% of whatever I get out of any deal you set up. It's $1 million. Hell, you can buy your own goddamn stadium with that.
Game's tomorrow.
Well, you better get started then. Oh, and Felix, a word of advice. If you ever want to get the girl, you gotta broaden your horizons.
Kane's got Durant in a warehouse.
What the fuck is that? What is it? What, Scotch mist?
A blue pill.
No. You are getting greedy, Leopold. It's a big deal going down, and you are trying to cut me out the fucking...
Wait, Suggs, I told you, face the black front!
He prods a stick into Durant's bullet wound.
Now, this is going to cost you an additional 15%. No? All right, then, 30. Why is it being so difficult? How about this? 50-50. Why settle for anything less, eh?
60-40.
Leopold, I don't know if you noticed, my son, but you're in urgent need of a fucking doctor. 50-50. Good boy. All right then, Arthur. Take him down.
Charlie!
Durant squashed under a huge crate.
Fuck! Oh, but you really have excelled yourself this time, haven't you, Arthur? Brilliant! Fucking brilliant!
Icky's practicing yoga under the tuition of his assistant, Omar, while smoking a joint. He starts to lose his balance.
Omar, it's my own interpretation, isn't it?
You need to find your center.
Get off me leg!
Find your center.
Stop messing with Omar!
Find your center.
Omar! You're messing with me delicate energy field here, all right?
Okay.
Find your center, Omar. Hello.
Here you got one chance, mate. Yes or no, to be the number one shite in this particular cesspool.
Well, bugger me sideways. Felix D'Souza, you misguided wanker. I'm already number one.
Always was a bit of a pillock when he leaved your aunt. Now he's a dead pillock.
Dead?
Hang on a minute, Felix. Smear the line. Hello.
I need to find Felix.
Hello, Dawn. Time to scratch that itch, is it? Well, he's gnawing me fucking wigwam.
Where does he hang out these days?
Hang on a minute, Dawn. Felix.
Listen, me and my associate and I have selected you to deal with.
Well, aren't I just the luckiest bugger alive? Stay there.
I don't fucking believe it.
Have you tried Refresh, Pink Factor?
Yeah, all of them.
Hang on a minute, Tiger. Just let me deal with this a minute.
You talk to him.
The deal is $20 million.
The deal is non-negotiable. The deal expires at midnight.
Oh, Mr. McElroy, 20 million sounds fantastic. Yes!
Negotiations for arsewipes, Mr. McElroy. If you're not here by midnight, I'll shit myself with woe. And I want samples, Mr. McElroy. I want supersonic samples. I want thrust. I want 100,000 miles an hour of intergalactic spaciness. See ya!
We in the house.
I adore. Sorry to keep you. Listen,
there might be one person who knows where he is.
Dakota hangs up, looking disgruntled.
Fuck.
A small red and yellow car.
What the fuck is that?
Congratulations, pal. That's your new Cooper. Mini Cooper.
They drive along the road, then stop at traffic lights.
I've got to sort out every fucking problem here.
A laboratory, or as you would say, a laboratory. We need a lab, Felix.
Well, I'm sure that's dead easy where you come from. Fucking lab on every corner, is it?
Two big lorries pull up either side of their small car. As the lights turn green, the driver of one of the lorries looks down at Felix and grins.
Piss off.
The lorries rumble away. Felix drives off. A residential street. Felix's mother Shirley's mantelpiece is crowded with framed family photos. She's cleaning a window with a fag hanging from her mouth when she sees Dakota standing outside.
Well, shit in a bag and punch it. She's back.
She turns away and dries some dishes.
I need to find Felix.
And what do you need from me? A map and a fucking compass.
Shirley.
You broke his heart. Did you even give a thought about that?
This was a mistake.
Most sensible thing you've said. Are you still shooting people for a living? What kind of fucking career is that then, eh?
Look, come in.
And do what? Dirty stop out doesn't normally come home till breakfast.
Really good to be home.
They burst out laughing.
It's great to see it again, love.
Felix and Elmo turn a corner in their car with white smoke billowing from the exhaust. They pull up outside a chemist's. At Shirley's.
I wanted to see the world. Liverpool isn't the world.
I couldn't take America. It's like fucking Albania in neon.
And that stupid football shirt. What kind of man jumps into bed shouting, "Come on, you Reds"?
She made me laugh.
Dakota stares into space, remembering.
Good shag, though.
I tell you, she'd kill anyone for me. I say that for her.
He's got problems.
She's got problems.
Shouldn't have come back.
Elmo gives Felix a pitying look, then goes up to the prescription counter.
I need everything on this list.
Look, I'm dying for a smoke. You haven't any ciggies, have you?
I'm sorry. Cigarettes are bad for your health.
Yeah, well, so's a fucking punch in the throat, mate. I need fucking nicotine now.
No need to shout at me. I'm Pakistani, not deaf.
Take a puff on this!
Don't move.
Oh,
fuck off.
You! You! Dress wearing! Monkey boy!
Monkey boy!
You're gonna take them drugs of yours and make it work! For us!
And where would I do this?
Dan. In my lab.
You got a lab?
Yeah, of course. What'd you take us for? Rank fucking amateurs!
Elmo and Felix share a smile. A skinhead takes a leak outside an office building, then heads in through a door with a broken padlock. Inside, the skinheads are running amok in a lab, where various animals are being kept in cages. Elmo's at a lab table filling a dimple tray, while Felix sniffs a plastic cup.
Just say no.
How the fuck did we end up in here?
One little mistake, 30 years ago.
Elmo puts the dimple tray's metal case into a fridge, then sets his watch.
All of these items are over-the-counter variety. Nothing illegal here.
Yeah, well, you're no fucking help, are you?
I beg to differ. You see, it's not the ingredients themselves which determine the effect, but the manner in which they're combined. These kids are getting very smart.
A disgruntled crowd's gathered outside.
He's right. The ravers are the key.
Oh, aren't you the clever little chunky monkey?
You keep banging on about my weight.
Arthur.
Now, you're crossing a line.
Arthur. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Smile. Smile.
Get back, cunt.
Yo, Lodja! POS 51. Comes in blue or race car red. Destination, Stratosphere.
The red pills.
Only this one gets you there in 60 seconds.
You try one first.
Thought you'd never ask.
He throws a pill into his mouth. The skinheads dive in, helping themselves to handfuls of pills, which they wash down with beer.
POS 51. You can't call it that. Punters are going to feel like right tits standing around asking for tabs of 438-IO fucking you, whatever the number is. No one's going to know what they're on about. These scumbags spend their entire life smacked out their heads. Now, numbers, they couldn't even tell you what fucking time it is.
Elmo spits out the red pill.
All right, Mr. Smug. What have you done?
I think the shit's about to hit the fan.
The skinheads start clutching their stomachs. They double up, grimacing in pain. Puddles of liquid excrement seep across the floor. Elmo pours the blue pills into his sporran.
Cody was a bad idea, lads.
Their trousers are splattered brown. On his way out, Elmo picks up some loo rolls.
Oh, yeah. Please! 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 Oh, no. Come on! Oh, oh, thanks!
He tosses them a few, then leaves. Outside, Elmo and Felix get into the skinhead's van. The windscreen's been blown out. A long queue's waiting outside Icky's club, where spotlights sweep over the industrial building. Inside, bodies writhe energetically under streams of vibrant flashing lights. Elmo and Felix make their way through the mass of bodies. Dressed in tight, shiny outfits, some girls are dancing on a podium. The crowd pound their fists into the air, some of them holding glow sticks. Elmo and Felix make their way into a back room.
Oi! Brother's gonna work it out. Brother's gonna work it out.
He's a chemical, brother, Mr. McElroy. Welcome.
How you doing, man?
Spectacular, lad, is what I'm doing. Spectacular. Nice skirt. Special occasion, is it?
You're gonna be all right here on your own. She's here.
All right.
Everything all right, lads? Problems?
No, man. Nothing we can't handle.
Felix steps out into the dance area. He makes his way across the floor. As he weaves his way amongst the dancers, he wears a serious expression.
Every chemical used in the production of this drug is 100% legal. Not one ingredient is found on any known government's banned substance watch list. Hell, you can ship supertankers of this shit. You can even lay a goddamn pipeline and no one would bat an eye.
He takes out a handful of pills.
POS 51. It's all that. And it can be yours if the price is right.
He drops the blue pills into a dish. Icky takes one of them out and studies it. Daintily, he licks it with the tip of his tongue.
Chemistry. Mr. McElroy. What is chemistry? But the ability to attract adoration in others.
He slips the pill in his pocket.
You see, you like me, Mr. McElroy. You're a sky-hiatrist, I'm a sky-hiatrist. See, I always knew I'd be a drug dealer, even when I was a kid. I saw my dad hit me mother hit me brother hit me sister. Fuck me father, so I suppose it's inevitable, really. I mean, he'd have to be on drugs just to live in that madhouse. Wouldn't you? Drugs are good, Mr. McElroy. Drugs are our mates.
Fuck. I'm getting on my own nerves. What I'm trying to say to you, Mr. McElroy, is I'm very much attracted to what you have to offer.
The clubbers are writhing to the beat. Dakota approaches Felix at the bar.
How are you doing, Felix?
Well, my boss is dead. Can't get a ticket for tomorrow's match. I know, yeah, I've got a fucking bullet hole in the ass. Apart from that, I'm tip top.
He's pointing a gun at her waist.
So who's the target? You got that look in your eye.
I've been looking for you.
Oh, yeah? And for old time's sake or for the company I keep?
A little bit of both.
He studies her face.
So you got me on your list then?
You've always been on my list.
She points a gun at his groin.
40 years ago, a rock and roll revolution was launched in this town. Tonight, we're gonna launch a new revolution. One that will rock and roll your senses. And you are my test pilot. You're gonna kiss the sun and taste the motherfucking rainbow!
Elmo's standing on a platform holding a handful of blue pills.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Then let's get ready to party!
He throws the pills over the dancers, and they reach out their hands as the pills shower down over them. A girl puts one in her mouth, as all around her, dancers move with their hands in the air. Elmo hurls yet more pills into the crowd. Outstretched hands are waiting to grab them. The clubgoers neck the pills, and their dancing becomes more and more frenetic. Elmo looks down at the intense vibe he's created with satisfaction. Then, he looks across the floor and sees Felix and Dakota at the bar.
Have you any idea how much I missed you?
Why didn't you stay with me then?
Fuck me. In America, don't be soft. Besides, I don't know who you are anymore, girl. It's been nearly 2 years I haven't heard a word.
She moves closer.
Still, always hoped you might change your mind and come home. We could have a fresh start.
Their faces are nearly touching.
Are you going to say anything?
She cups his face and they begin to kiss passionately. He holds her body to him tightly as the ravers dance all around them oblivious. Watching them, Elmo smiles and nods to himself. Iggy comes up behind him and puts his arm around his shoulder.
This, Mr. McElroy, is a fucking miracle. Drug use will reach epidemic proportions, revolutions will break out, governments will fall.
20 million and not a penny less. Where do I sign?
Sign? This ain't some written contract, kind of agreement I can take you to court and sue your ass over. You fucked me on this deal. I gotta take out a contract just to get even over the goddamn contract. Now, we think we have an agreement. We think we see things the same way. Either we do or we don't. You're either in or you're out. You give me the money, I give you the formula. We clear?
Crystal, Mr. McElroy. Crystal. I'm not Leo Durant. I'm a man of my word.
Get in my way, and I'm gonna have to shoot you.
Get in my way, and I'm gonna have to shoot you again. I gotta work, babe.
She's handcuffed Felix to the bar.
Fucking cow!
He shoots himself free, and Elmo witnesses the panic that ensues.
Time to go, Elmo.
Elmo turns to see Dakota pointing a gun at him. As she ushers him away, Kane and a group of uniformed officers have forced their way past clubgoers and detained Icky.
Mr. Kane, is it that time of the month already? I thought you weren't due till next week, you eager beaver.
Kane throws some pills at him. In a service lift, Dakota's pressing the barrel of her gun against Elmo's neck.
Ain't that always the way? Elevator music, a nigga in a kilt, a chick with a nickel-plated knife.
Now a word from our sponsor.
Now, that ain't no Liverpool accent.
Say hello, Elmo.
Hello, Elmo.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, Elmo. And Lizard is so full of motherfucking fonderings for you that he got on this plane just to come see you.
I'm touched.
You will be.
You got my cash?
You're flush, sweet cakes. You are flush.
He's looking forward to seeing you.
They step out onto the roof of the building. Dakota forces Elmo to walk along the edge of a sheer drop towards a fire escape ladder.
So, what's the price tag on my ass?
It's enough. Move.
As Elmo reaches the top of the ladder, he suddenly whips round, grabs the gun, and after sending Dakota over the edge, grabs her by the arm.
Last stop! There's nowhere from here but down!
Rail me in!
Why would I dream of doing a stupid thing like that?
Pull me up, will ya?
Fold or call?
What?
You play poker. Fold or call? I'm your last chance, girl. I'm that out you've been looking for. I'm only gonna make this offer once. You either take it like I did and get out from under the lizard's ass, or you stay a slave and wonder where your life went.
You think you can save me, do you? Look where you are. Get real.
$1 million in bonds, untraceable. That's real. That's a fresh start. Try quitting while you're ahead for a change, Dawn.
No.
No!
Ah! Ah! I want 10% of your deal with Icky.
You're negotiating with me? Look at your options.
10%. Have a look at yours.
He swings her over to the ladder, then climbs on it himself. They're both about to climb down when Kane appears with a gun.
Now that is a lovely dress. Need the extra room, do you? Tell me something, I'm intrigued. Is it true that you fellas are equipped with incredibly... large...
Dakota pushes her gun up from under Elmo's kilt, and Elmo decks Kane.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
You can move your arm now.
Right then, you scouse kid. In the last 12 hours, this city's gone from a peaceful, fun-loving utopia to an all-out fucking war zone. And I, Virgil Kane, I want to know why. Nobody cuts me out of anything in this parochial pissole. Now you smell that, Felix. Smell it. Smell it! That is essence of Durant. And Durant got what he deserved. So, when a deal goes down, you, my old sausage, will fix it. Time and place. And then you will call me. Otherwise! Accessory to murder. Possession of a firearm. You fuck me, I'm gonna have you on your hands and your knees with your ass in the air exposing your rusty sheriff's badge for the next 20 years. So ask yourself, are you gonna help restore some national pride and stick one on the Yanks? Or like the rest of your life, you're gonna piss it all away? Are you gonna help me to help you? Hey, ask till kickoff. It's a big game. Let's just see if you come good.
Kane puts on his jacket, taps Felix's shoulder with his truncheon, then starts walking away.
Mr. Kane.
Felix holds up the handcuffs.
See ya!
Never walk alone, eh, mate?
Having pickpocketed keys from Icky's solicitor, Felix finds that they belong to a flash silver sports car.
Help me to help you, cunt.
Felix is bombing along the road. He parks up outside his mother's house. As he gets out and walks towards the front door, he cautiously looks down the street. Lets himself in with his key.
How you pick that motherfucker to do against people of this era like Sosa, McGuire, Griffey? They be knocking this shit out the park. He can't throw that kind of heat. Kevin's got what's going on here. You don't know what you're talking about.
Bullshit. Kevin Brown couldn't carry Sansy Koufax's jockstrap.
You've been listening to way too much Vince Scully, girl. You need to get your ear out of the radio and carry your ass out to the ball game.
Sorry, but, I missed something.
Shirley serves Elmo a big fry-up.
What the fuck is that?
Hot pudding. Fried pig's blood.
Oh. You two planning on filling me in or what?
Elmo's propositioned her. Nice one, Shirley.
I'm listening.
Lizard offered Dakota $250K to deliver my live ass to him. I'd made her a significantly better offer. And I'm thinking she might entertain some sentimental reasons for not doing her job.
The question is whether it's gonna pay me to be sentimental.
Felix mulls this over.
Look, We have a choice. We can use our get out of jail free cards, or we can choose stop, do not pass go, do not collect $20 million. Do we have a deal?
The handcuffs.
Do that again. We'll definitely fucking shoot you.
Shut your gob. Go and get yourself cleaned up.
Holding the bond, Elma watches Dakota following Felix upstairs.
And no shagging up there.
Yeah, no shagging up there.
In the bathroom, Dakota sidles up behind Felix and gently rubs her face near his ear.
We do this job and we get out.
His eyes are closed as he nods his agreement.
It's what we all want, isn't it?
He turns to face her and they kiss.
I love you like I do, but I do. Just to get out. Lord, I do.
As their clinch becomes steamier, she pulls off his red football shirt. He picks her up and sits her on the basin. Then they stare at each other.
So what's the plan?
You tell me.
They kiss each other hungrily once more.
What's the plan?
You tell me.
Felix works his way down Dakota's neck. Soon their bodies are making a splash, clinging to each other lustily in the bath. Her shirt and knickers cling to her glistening skin as they roll around in the water. He tears off her shirt, then she plants gentle kisses on his chest. As the water's worked into a lather, the last of their garments flop to the floor. A frog bath toy bobs to the rhythm of their thrusts. Omar.
Listen, it's got to come from your belly. Right deep down. It's your birth trauma. Now cleanse your chakras and let it all out. Let it go!
I'm trying, you fucking fairy!
Icky stops his raging to take a call.
All righty, good morning.
All right, let's finish this deal.
My sentiments exactly. Any particular venue?
No airports, no hotel rooms, no dockyards, no barges, no pharmacies, no animal testing labs.
Oh!
No rooftops.
Riddles, riddles, I love riddles.
No abandoned warehouses or rave clubs. I want total privacy. In a very public place. And security. Cops. Lots of them. And witnesses. Thousands of witnesses. You getting my drift?
Well, I've got a certain business indulgence, shall we say, that I could utilize.
So what time's kickoff?
3 o'clock sharp.
I'll be there.
Football and drugs. A perfect Saturday afternoon. Liverpool! Liverpool! Come on! Shaggers!
A wrought iron gate reads, "You'll never walk alone." Liverpool flags wave in the wind as the footy fans arrive at Anfield for the game. The silver sports car is making its way slowly through the throng. Arthur's about to go inside the stadium when Kane stops him.
Keep your eyes peeled on the exit or something and try, for fuck's sake, to blend in, cunt.
This clown better deliver.
Don't worry. Icky put something like this together a couple of years ago now.
Yeah? What happened?
They all died.
We get in, we get out.
What about the game? We're staying to watch the game, right?
Dude, I'm in and I'm out.
Thank you. Dakota's leaning against a pillar. She stands waiting in the concourse of the airport.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome to Anfield, the home of football.
That's your right, pal.
McElroy D'Souza.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. Take the lift to the third floor into the first door on your right, sir.
Thank you.
Sir?
Don't you want to serge me?
Guests for the executive suites are never served, sir.
Right. I knew that.
Carrying his golf clubs, Elmo and Felix head through to a lift. Kane's watching them, and Felix gives him a quick nod.
Welcome! Come in.
Icky's laid on a spread.
Excellent.
I'm nothing if not hospitable, Felix. Make yourself at home.
So excited I could shit!
He spreads his arms and takes in the superb view of the stadium.
Huh? Right, Mr. McElroy, your drink! While I tell you about me plans. Oh, I've got plans, Mr. McElroy. Big fucking plans.
Hey. No talk. Do you want a beverage? I'll fix your beverage while you get the 20 mil. I give you the formula. You smile. We toast. We pretend we're friends. And we go our separate ways.
Foreplay, Mr. McElroy. It's the only way to a good relationship.
Ah, Icky, my love. We're way past holding hands.
Felix is eating a chicken leg as he watches the football action. He spots Kane nodding to him from the crowd. A pile of bonds is dropped onto a table.
20 million in bonds, untraceable.
What? Is that supposed to be 20 mil?
Well, I'm not hefting gold bars around the shop, am I? It's not fucking Goldfinger, is it?
Easy, flower. Where's me formula?
Elmo takes out the postcard of the castle from his sporran and hands it over. Icky reads it.
Wish you were here.
Elmo runs the flame from a lighter across the underside of the postcard, and the chemical formula magically appears.
I'm fucking there, Mr. McElroy, I'm fucking there. An inspired choice, I must say. My chemical brother.
Dakota bursts in with her gun aimed. Icky pulls out a gun too, as she advances on Felix.
I never was one to be too sentimental.
Elmo!
It's the lizard.
It ain't often that a blowed up motherfucker gets to chat to the motherfucker that blowed him up.
You got that right. Usually the blowed up motherfucker has the courtesy to stay blowed up.
I'll try to be more accommodating next time, Elmo. Oh, cocktails, what are we celebrating? Oh, we're toasting our deal, Mr. Lizard. Our deal, not your deal. Hands across the ocean, you might say.
Fucking twat.
Elmo, Mixmaster.
Cheers.
They drink.
I love your touches.
To a global partnership!
As Icky embraces the lizard shoots him.
Fucking limey bastard. Global partnership? My ass! My money is on good old-fashioned America monopoly, you son of a bitch! Besides, England ain't nothing! Nothing! But the 51st state. Don't you just fucking hate it when a motherfucker stabs you in the back? The lizard traveled 12,000 miles to settle accounts with you!
So? What? You gonna hug me and tell me how much you miss me, or you gonna shoot me?
I'm sick and tired of fucking chasing your ass. Now you give me my fucking goods and you give them to me fucking now!
Elmo burns the postcard.
You better chill with that shit, motherfucker! I own you!
You own me!
I fucking own you!
You own shit! Go ahead, kill me! Put me out of my misery for the first time in 30 years! But you will no longer take what is mine!
Fucking right, mate, and 10% of that's mine!
Five
fucking percent of that's mine!
You shut the fuck up! I don't even know who the fuck you are!
Elmo eats something.
Oh, you got some big fucking onions, Elmo.
This is the most expensive candy on the market. The drugs are fake, you know. It's bogus. It's what we chemists call a placebo. It's whatever you want it to be. You can run all the tests you want, and it'll look like the best shit in the universe. But the ingredients, they cancel each other out.
Fucking diffusing the lizard ain't gonna fucking help your cause, Elmo.
Gotta give big ups to marketing. The ability to make people believe. Power of suggestion. P-O-S 51.
I don't give a shit. It's your fucking science lecture over.
I will be in 23 seconds.
A flashback to the cocktails.
It takes 10 seconds for an imbibed liquid to reach the stomach. It takes the human body 81 seconds to heat that liquid to the point of chemical volatility. You have 12 seconds left.
12 seconds? What the fuck are you talking about? And what is the big fucking umbrella, Elmo?
Freeze! Oh. You! Lumpy in the caftan, got the gun! Nice, in control. How's my timing, Felix?
It's fucking perfect.
Oh. Elmo, Felix, and Dakota duck behind the umbrella. The lizard bends over in agony, his stomach contents bubbling up, swelling, until the window of the private box is suddenly splattered with blood. Liverpool score. The lizard's exploded, and his blood's now all over the room.
That cleared me sinuses.
Elmo grabs the bonds.
Drugs always kill you in the end.
Arthur and some armed police are walking briskly along the corridor. Felix directs them into the room. Arthur steps in, then instantly recoils.
Whoa! 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 Shit!
Kane's lying amongst the gore.
Hey, lads, get the cuffs on this cockney twat!
Elmo splits the bonds.
As agreed.
What about the drug? You conned us.
I conned them. We got paid.
Is this, or is this not worth $20 million?
This castle's worth, I'd say more like seven and a half.
Dakota smiles, and clutching the burnt remains of the postcard, Elmo walks off, leaving her and Felix in one of the stadium's bars. Felix checks the TV.
I'm gonna see the game.
Felix and Dakota did finally settle down together, but not until after the game. Nobody knows what happened to McElroy, or why he wore a kilt.
Genuine McElroy, like myself, you say.
This is the tartan of my slave master. I now claim his castle and his lands for my own.
I see. But will you now be making a putt?
Aye.
Congratulations, Mr. McElroy. An outstanding round of golf.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
I can tell you it's the first time that's been seen on the 18th screen.